It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show, fueled by Bearings. And, Coach, this was a game in which the Cats had a 19-point advantage. That evaporated in a heartbreaker at the buzzer.
Well, this is a tough one. You know, we had played so very well in the first half, and absolutely sensational in the first half. And we talked about whether we wanted to build the lead or protect the lead, and our guys wanted to build it, and that's what they all agreed to. And I think what happened was we sped ourselves up, and we tried to score too quickly and did not make them defend. And when we had bad offense, it led to good offense for them, and that was what was absent in the whole first half. They were taking the ball through the net. Instead, we had a turnover here and a turnover there. We had a very quick shot here, a quick shot there, and it led to them getting some life. And once they got it into single digits, you know, they started making threes from crazy distances, and that's what happens. And we just gave them that lifeline that allowed that to happen.
How hard is it, Coach, once they speed you up to get back into the rhythm that you had once established?
Well, I don't think it was so much them speeding us up as we took it upon ourselves to do things early. And if you recall, in the first half, we worked the clock pretty darn well, and we got great looks at the basket. I think we shot 50% plus from the floor, and all of a sudden we were one and done in the first 10 seconds of the possession. You know, we took two transition threes and, you know, just things that are just out of the ordinary for us. But the transition three goes down the other end, and they get a three, and they get a two, and all of a sudden there's 5 points in two possessions, and it took 12 seconds. And that, you know, that's something that we've really gotten better at, and really heartbreaking to see it, hit us the way it did hit us tonight.
Coach, it looked like St. Joe's decided in the second half, listen, we're going to live by the three and we're going to die by the three, and we died by the three in the first half. We were 0-for-8, and then in the second half, they're 9-for-15.
I think anytime you allow a three-point shooter to get a first look and to get a rhythm, you know, he feels good. And we allowed that first possession in the second half. I think they made three threes in the first 4 minutes of the second half, and that got them going. We did switch to zone, and the kid hit it from, an incredible distance as the shot clock expired. So there's some fortune in it for them, and some bad fortune in it for us. And, that last shot, Nelson made a great block in the corner, and I didn't see the scrum for how the ball bounced into that guy's hands, but he got the scrum and got the pickup, and I saw it go in from my angle, and it looked pretty good.
Nelson made a great play on the corner. The kid couldn't get the shot off, and Cameron Brown took it and got one step to the right and nailed it. I mean, I don't want to overlook the fact that your guys did come through with Lee making three free throws and Kellen making two big free throws, but it was just there was just a momentum that built up.
Well, that was heartbreaking. That's what's heartbreaking about it is that we allowed this crowd, which was basically dormant in the first half, to get into the game, and you wonder how much the crowd then propelled them into the point that they were making shots and making plays. And, you know, we made a lot of great plays. Like you said, Lee's foul shots, Kellen's foul shots, Luka's drive there to the rim. We made some really great plays there down the stretch.
Coach, at the end there, the basket by Luka, obviously a situation where you want to hold, but they brought the double team to force you guys to go early. He's able to get it, but then you got to come back down here.
Yeah, you know, we were going for one shot. We were going to finish it with our possession, and he did take it early, but it was a dead layup. You know, it was a layup, and you got to take that dead layup when you get it at that point.
Coach, what was your message to the team?
I couldn't say too much, and I didn't say very much. They're distraught. I'm distraught. It's a heartbreaking loss.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Perk.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live. Proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com. We'll come back with more here on the postgame show powered by Ortho Carolina.